You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. Be sure to go to newchurches.com to download our newest ebook, 1,000 Churches, How Past Movements Did It and How Your Church Can Too. My name is Daniel Im, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
Yes.
So today we have a great question about multi-site and contextualization and how multi-site churches can reach their neighborhoods. So let's listen in.
When planting multi-site churches, how do we ensure that it doesn't just become one large mega church in different locations, but that each multi-site is able to carry its own flavor or establish its own type of community in reaching out to the neighborhoods that they're planted in?
Now, this is a fascinating question because I think it reveals some assumptions, some myths as to just what multi-site is. So it seems like, and Alvin, feel free to email me or DM me on Twitter, but
Passenger pigeon.
But it seems like maybe you're coming from the perspective of not having been a part of a multi-site church or having seen multi-site churches and maybe perceived what they are without maybe hearing the vision of why the multi-site church has gone into a particular neighborhood.
Yeah. So I would say it's actually the opposite is true quite often, where it's not that the multi-site doesn't have its own flavor. It's over the course of a very short period of time, it has too much of its own flavor, unless it's going to be a fully autonomous church. Most of the things that you're talking about can be addressed if a person takes a good step back and plans well before they launch a campus. So they need to decide, you know, DNA, we've talked about before, whether it's going to be an identical twin, a brother or a cousin. And then they need to decide, okay, what's our governance going to be like? What's our communication strategy? How often are we going to do things that are together as one massive church in different local expressions? All of that. But a bigger piece is establishing with your core group what this location is going to be or what this campus is going to be. So we would always go in before we launched and be sure that, you know, we were praying for the community, that we met all the business leaders in the community, we knew them by name, and that we were serving in that community so that the first time that the community heard of us, it wasn't, hey, come and see what we got. It was, they already knew us because we were on their community boards looking for opportunities to serve people there and making sure we did things like, you know, ring and rake, where we would, you know, say, hey, can we rake your yard?
Yeah. Yeah. Part of it too is Todd, maybe you've met multi-site churches or churches like this, but I have not yet met a church that has decided to go to multi-site and they're just like, man, we just want to set up these mega churches all over and not think about the communities that we're going into. I mean, most, if you go into the back room, if you close the door with the leadership teams of these churches that are multi-site, they're like, man, we want to reach the lost in these neighborhoods. We want to be a blessing to these communities. So there's a lot of people who are in our church that are coming from that community. So what would it look like for us to start a campus there so that they don't have to drive and they can spend more time not in this other community, but in their community and be missional and incarnational there?
One more time for the Gipper, you cannot commute to community.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. Now, but the question,
is the Gipper?
The question by Alvin is a really good one, though, because I've seen this on the other side, where let's say you're a pastor of a church, and this big church is coming into your neighborhood with a multi-site campus. I mean, how should the multi-site church relate with churches in that area as well? Because there is this fear, this, oh, I'm going to lose people. They're going to be better programmed. They have more resources, all this stuff. So how should a church establishing a multi-site congregation relate with local churches in that neighborhood?
That's a really good question. That is not one that we did terribly well most of the time. So, you know, ideally they already know some of the churches in the community. And if not, they go and meet with them. They ask the pastor to lunch or breakfast or whatever and get to know them. And they make sure that pastor knows their congregation, knows that, at least in our instance, we didn't want, sheep from other places because they brought with them their own issues, problems, and opinions. We would much rather take our core, who are gonna, you know, committed to lead and serve because we wanted the seats for lost people. And when we brought those people in, that's who we were targeted in. I don't want somebody else's problem people. So I would say, hey, man, you can keep your people. I don't want your people, because most likely the people that are just going to move to the latest, greatest show in town are not the kind of people I want to have in my church. I do want all people in my church. Mm-hmm. Please don't send me nasty notes and letters. I know God loves those people too.
Yeah. So that's a two-sided thing, right? So if you are a church wanting to go multi-site, or you are multi-site and going into a new neighborhood, then yes, what is your strategy? What is your plan to communicate with and to partner with the local churches around? And maybe it's a way just to go with a learning posture, right? Not going to say, hey, look, I have a $500,000 budget that I'm going to go into your neighborhood and do not send out postcards that say church done differently. Or hey, this we're basically don't
not
send
your
out,
grandma's church.
Exactly. Don't send out advertising or postcards or any of that negates the faithful ministry that other churches have been doing in that community before you're even there. Right. And I feel like sometimes our messaging does communicate that, but instead come with a learning posture and say, okay, hey, we're a church. We have a lot of people, and start it off like this. We have a lot of people who are commuting to our church that live in this neighborhood. And we want to gather a launch team. We want to gather a core team in the neighborhood with people from our church. And we want to just be a blessing and start a campus in this neighborhood. What have you learned about the uniqueness of this neighborhood? So you've told them what you've done, what you're going to do. You've told them that you're bringing people from your congregation, but then it then becomes a quick, hey, what can I learn? How can you pray for us? Can we pray together? So on the one hand, that's your relationship with the pastor or with the leaders of those churches. The other thing is make sure that you tell your congregants and you yourself, don't go and try to sheep steal. Right. So don't go to the other church and be like, man, look at the worship leader. That's at that congregation. Hey, you want to come out and have coffee with me and begin doing all that right now? If you don't have a lot of people in your campus in that neighborhood that are a part of your church, then maybe it's a part of, as you're praying with that congregation, that local one, saying, hey, is there anyone in your congregation, right? Is there anyone here that you would love to send out and be a part of this new work? Right. And then see if they bring anyone up. If not, then not. But who knows, as you pray and as you get to know them, what sort of conversations might come up. And hopefully they're not giving you their worst.
Yeah, they'll be like, I've got some great people to send you over.
Right. And that's when we did our research on church planning and multiplication, one of the characteristics of churches that multiply was a kingdom mindset. Right, and that's what this all boils down to. If a multi-site church is coming in to a neighborhood to establish a campus with an imperialistic mindset, we're big, we can do this all on our own, we're the new thing, everyone else has been doing it wrong, then obviously you're going to get that pushback. But what would it look like if in every campus and church plant you start, there is a sense of kingdom first? Right. There is a sense of, yeah, I mean, this is, whether it's you, whether it's us, I mean, there are lost people in this neighborhood and we need to reach them.
Word.
So thanks again, Alvin, for leaving that question. Thanks for all those who have left a rating or review on iTunes. Be sure to continue to do that. And we are in episode 193, so the march to 200 is on.